Today's audiocast for Friday, October 20th, 2006 is sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. AvWeb caught up with Atom Aircraft CEO Rick Atom at the recent NBAA convention in Orlando, Florida, to talk about his company's very light jet. While on the exhibit floor, Rick highlights the features of the A700 Atom Jet's restyled cabin and pilot-friendly flight deck.
We're sitting here in the A700 cabin. What you're looking at is our production interior, the one that we're actually going to deliver to customers. If you look at the seats, you can either have seven seats in a lavatory or eight seats in air taxi configuration. You and I are sitting in the center row of seats, and these are the new 26G seats certified by the FAA to 26Gs, and we've certified them both backwards and forwards. So if you look down, you can see the seats are in seat tracks, airline style seat tracks, and the center row of seats can either be facing rearward in club configuration, or you can have all of them facing forward. So it's the customer's choice.
So the customer can actually take them out and move them around?
Take them out and turn them around. Right. You can see we've upgraded the leather. We have a much more modern look and feel on the seats. I think very appropriate on what people would expect in a light jet. We've introduced wood accents, so you can see some wood in the airplane. You see a standard table. So in between the seats, you have a retractable table. Pull the table out if you want to work or if you want to eat. And if you look up front, you can see some carbon fiber accents. The airplane is made out of carbon fiber. And high-end cars now have carbon fiber accents on the dash or the door handles, that sort of thing. So since we're made out of carbon fiber, we thought it would make some sense to go ahead and put carbon fiber accents to make the airplane look a little more upmarket or a little more modern. If we look all the way to the back, you can see our aft lavatory. And right here at this section behind the third row of seats, there is a full-width door. And this door comes all the way up to the top and gives you great privacy if you're in the back in the lav area, which we think is a real exclusive in our airplane. But the nice thing about it is when you retract it down, it doesn't make the back of the cabin look small. So we've sort of gotten the holy grail in aircraft configuration where you have great privacy in the back, but you don't really seal the back of the airplane off unless you need to. If you look up front, you can see our electronic flight deck, very modern. The production airplane will have three Avidyne electronic flight displays, two primary flight displays, one multifunction display. And I think, for all in for the dollars, you're essentially getting light jet size for very light jet prices.
Why did you guys choose Avidyne over Garmin?
I think both Avidyne and Garmin are great companies, and I think they're both doing a good job. We chose Avidyne because our sense is they spend a little more time on usability. So the software in the Avidyne has some user-friendly features to it that make it a little easier to navigate, and it has probably a little more advanced defaulting feature. One easy example is when you turn the system on, it assumes you'd like terminal area weather. So of course from the GPS it knows where you are, and the first thing that comes up on your multifunction display is local area weather. Right? In some competitive systems it takes 10 or 12 or 15 knob turns and pushes, and on the Avidyne system that's the first thing that comes up. So I think we're big fans of Garmin, we're big fans of Avidyne, and I think the Avidyne system just matters and needs a little better.
How's the airplane fly?
The airplane flies great. If you go to our website, atomaircraft.com, and look at our pilot reports, people love to fly the airplane. It's a real pilot's airplane. The thing they say about it the most often, though, is how stable it is on takeoff and landing. And of course, we're unique for our twin boom configuration. It has the same effect on an airplane that a catamaran has on a boat. It's very, very stable. So on the takeoff roll, you feel like you're in a slot car. When you're coming in approach configuration to land, there's no yawing, there's no Dutch roll. The airplane really feels like it's on rails when you're landing it. And so it's just a very solid feeling airplane, and gives you a lot of comfort and confidence when you're taking it off and landing it.
What's sales like?
I'm sorry?
What are your sales like right now?
Total backlog is about $850 million. For the airplane. I think early next year we'll probably punch through the billion mark in terms of airplanes on order. And so there's tremendous demand for these new generation airplanes because they have so much more value than the generation we're replacing. Essentially all the new generation airplanes have about twice the price performance or twice the value of the older generation. And some of it's aircraft construction, some of it's new generation engines, some of it's avionics, but altogether the new package is much more attractive than the guys we're replacing. You know, frankly, our challenge is not selling airplanes, although we put a lot of time and effort in that. Our challenge is making enough of them. So the company's primary focus is increasing factory capacity, you know, hiring more assemblers to put the airplanes together, and you know, keeping up with our FAA relationship and our quality control department.
Are you still looking for certification early next year?
Yeah, I think we'll be certified on the A700 in the first quarter, and we'll make deliveries right after that.
And you're going to be building these in Ogden then?
You know, initially we'll be building jets in both Ogden and Denver, but I think long run we'll probably dedicate the Ogden factory to jets as we get enough human resource in the factory.
Meanwhile, Piper Aircraft finally unveiled its long-awaited six-seat, very light jet single on Tuesday at the NBAA convention. Company president and CEO James K. Bass explains why Piper has been patient in entering the VLJ fray.
At Piper, we've been studying the jet market very closely. For us, the question wasn't how fast we can come to market. Instead, what does the market want?
Finally, the time came for the floor-to-ceiling black curtain hiding the Piper Jet mock-up to fall.
Only Piper offers a complete line of aircraft, from trainers to high-performance turbine-powered airplanes. And as of today, we will be offering a new jet. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Piper Jet.
What emerged was a small, all-aluminum jet with winglets and a tail-mounted turbofan engine.
Let me just add that we are breaking the mold and offering an unparalleled blend of performance and luxury. In designing this revolutionary aircraft, we have assembled the finest team of engineers and designers and conducted one of the most extensive consumer research efforts ever undertaken in general aviation. The Piper Jet will be second to none. In effect, every measure has been taken to make sure that the Piper Jet answers what customers want and need. It's not about being first in the marketplace. It's about getting it right in the first place. Built using state-of-the-art processes and procedures, the Piper Jet will sell for $2.199 million in 2006 U.S. dollars. The Piper Jet will deliver legendary, uncompromising standards at unbeatable value. The Piper Jet has been designed with the owner in mind. Whatever your mission, short trip, long trip, business trip, a vacation, the Piper Jet has the ability to get you there quickly and easily. With class-setting useful load, the Piper Jet can fly across the U.S. with only one stop for fuel, and does it at a price that no competitor can beat without sacrificing either passengers or cargo. In effect, value is just one more facet of Piper Jet's unequaled energy and beauty. It is a blend that makes the Piper Jet an aircraft to be reckoned with.
Preliminary specifications include a 360-knot cruise speed, 35,000-foot ceiling, 1,300 nautical mile IFR range, 2,500-foot takeoff distance, and 800-pound payload. The jet will have a glass cockpit, though Piper won't decide on an avionics system until it gets closer to certification. No engine has yet been selected for the Piper Jet, though Bass said power plants from Williams, Pratt & Whitney Canada, and GE Honda are being considered. Orders are already pouring in for the jet.
We have already seen significant demand for the Piper Jet. In advance of today's unveiling, since announcing in July that we would be unveiling the Piper Jet here today, our dealers have taken scores of pre-sales orders for the Piper Jet.
The Vero Beach, Florida-based manufacturer expects to have the Piper Jet flying in early 2008 with certification pegged for 2010. Special thanks to AvWeb's Chad Troutvetter, who collected today's audio clips. For complete coverage of NBAA and the latest aviation news, go online to www.avweb.com. To comment on today's podcast, just email us, audionews@avweb.com. Today's audio cast was sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, October 23rd. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for downloading AvWeb Audio News.